T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
We lost our Robbie Double Dog Moneyline Parlay last night.
Are we 0-2?
We were 0-2, and we even said after we had Robbie on from the Tobin and Leroy show, you know, he sounds very confident, but, you know, he's living in an apartment with 17 other dudes, and I can't imagine that he wins a lot, and he didn't win a lot.
Very bad Wi-Fi.
Now, I will say.
Swag gonna get you so far.
I will say the confidence level was there, the performance was not, but no fault of his on that first game, man. I don't know what Bruce Brown was doing last night. Now, I'm a University of Miami grad. I'm a University of Miami fan, so I always want to support the UM guys. What the hell was Bruce Brown doing last night? You've got KD on the court. You've got Kyrie on the court. What the hell is he doing trying to take over the game at the end?
One-hand floaters. Get Bruce. You know what? You're talking about UM. I'm a UF guy. I told Tebow to go sit your ass down,
right.
Get out the league.
Right.
We have to understand it, Hawk. Bruce Brown should not be taking shots when Kyrie and KD
and
are
Bruce
on the
Brown
court.
Had a decent first half, but that's fine. Know what your role is. Your role is not to do that at the end of the game when you got KD and Kyrie standing around.
Bruce, great first half. Now pass the ball to our all-stars.
Right.
Now, Bruce had me hot last night.
Oh, my God. Oh, did he have me hot. I was screaming on my couch because I thought we still had a chance at this double dog parlay, you know, because there was a chance that Brooklyn was going to win that game. We had it straight up. We weren't taking the points. We were taking it straight up. And so, and Solana, you lost too. You rarely come in on this stuff, but you went in and you lost last night too.
Yeah, I want to give Bruce Brown a piece of my mind too. I mean, there was a point where, you know, things were going for him. He was having a nice game. So I get the idea, right, that he's hyped up and he wants to make a play. But you're 0-3 already in the last 30 seconds. You were just hobbling up the court, got the ball, and immediately tried to do a floater over Brook Lopez, which makes no sense to me because when you're hurt, get the damn ball out of your hands. KD just scored 7 straight points and looked unstoppable.
Looked unstoppable. On that 7-point run, right, there were 2 twos and then a 3. He looked unstoppable.
He's not missing. He is not missing if you give him the ball. I don't know what they'll happen there. Hey, and Steve Nash, I know it's your first year in the NBA. Can you work out a better inbounds play?
Oh, goodness.
What the hell was that?
KD, run around circles. We're going to just get you the ball and see what happens.
Like, I mean, my God, man, do we sound like 3 guys that lost money on this game? Like, we're in Miami. Brian Flores spoke to the media today, and we're railing about Bruce Brown's last 30 seconds in a Brooklyn Nets game.
Bruce, give the ball up, Bruce.
Oh, my God. Funny as hell, man. He drove me crazy. All right. Let's get headlines here to start out the show. Headlines with the money-losing Alejandro Solana, who was at PT today, getting his physical therapy in.
Yeah, got a little PT.
Yeah.
Quad sets. Are you tired of that word, that phrase,
oh
quad sets? Yeah, I know.
I hate it.
He posted that on Instagram. If you want to see Solana doing some physical therapy, was it Alex M. Solana on Instagram?
If you want to see me doing PT.
Right.
Doing PT,
I'm sorry,
yeah,
not physical therapy, because athletes call it PT. So
Solana.
He made that up.
No, I know he made it up. Like, no, athletes don't sit around talking PT. I'm going to physical therapy. I'm injured.
At Alex M. Solana for some PT videos. All right, guys. These sports headlines, they're brought to you by Local 10 News on WSFL TV 39 from 10 to 11 p.m. Get the same Local 10 News you know and trust an hour earlier. Tune in tonight at WSFL TV 39. So the final score, 86 to 83 yesterday. Brooklyn now leads 2-1. I mean, Milwaukee got their one game, right? Like, yeah, this series is going to end in five, I feel like.
I mean, there were people writing, you know, this morning, oh, it's a series again. I'm like, I don't know about that. I guarantee you Bruce Brown's not going to do that again at the end of a game because they will run his ass out of Brooklyn.
You see KD's face?
I mean, it was crazy.
KD looked like, why?
Like, could you imagine if you're Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, but especially if you're Kevin Durant after those 7 points that he had just put up, if you're watching Bruce Brown now, he's going into the lane. He has no lift. He's doing little floaters. There's 9-foot trees all around him. That ball could have been swatted 80 times without it hitting the rim. I mean, I couldn't understand what I was watching.
Oh, it's Bruce.
And in the follow-up game last night, the Jazz beat the Clippers. Spida. Like, bro, he is legit, right? Like, this could be us watching some, a young guy take that next level into superstardom. 117 to 111 was the final score of that game. Utah leads 2-0.
I know y'all don't want to hear
it. I know who you're going to say.
Young D-Wade.
Yep.
Yeah. Bro.
Right?
Yeah. He looks 06. Like 06 yep. Young D-Wade stepping into his own.
Thing. Thought the same thing.
Spider special, man.
Yeah.
And it's funny because Doris, bro, you know I love Doris.
Yep.
She was like, they're doing a better job against him. Better job? This man dropped 19 in the first half. Better job? Yeah. They're just trying to slow him down. He's special.
And that's against Kawhi, too. Like, I know Kawhi gets switched off of him a lot, which is the game plan. But, like, any time you have a guy doing what he's doing to a defense that is led by Kawhi Leonard.
Right.
Like, that's insane.
Right.
Yeah. And I tell you, Rudy Gobert, he got his Defensive Player of the Year trophy last night, and he showed it during that game. Because
yep.
Paul George was terrified of that man.
Yep.
Stop. Should have been Bam, and we all know it. Don't give Rudy Gobert the Frenchman. French. Allez, 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 Rudy. Get the hell out of here, Gobert.
I don't know what language he speaks, but that man is a defensive monster.
I saw someone tweet out, and this is not fair at all, but, hey, Rudy, thanks for bringing COVID to America. Here's a trophy.
That's not nice. He's not touching the mics anymore.
Hey, Rudy, thanks for bringing the plague here. Here's a trophy. Not right. That is not right. And I do not endorse those tweets.
We're all laughing, though.
I laugh to cover up the pain.
All right. Tonight, it's game 3 over in the A, Trae Young's spot. 7:30 p.m. The Hawks, they host the Sixers. Again, 7:30 p.m. on ESPN. Philly on the road, a 1.5-point favorite.
Somebody texts in, I'm a Heat fan. I had no money on the game, no interest at all. And I was wondering, what the F is Bruce Brown doing?
It really is.
It was mind-boggling.
Bro, I had some good games as a Dolphin. Game tied, 3 minutes left in the fourth. I was like, JT, go do something.
Right.
JT, make a play, big dog. Right. This is when you ball.
Right.
Like, come on, man.
Crazy. And now you got Tobin. He wants to give Bruce Brown a street in front of the Watsco Center. All he needs is a failed restaurant, and Tobin will get right behind that.
Going over here in Little Haiti or something.
The Nuggets and Suns, that's a 10 p.m. tip-off. Game 3 as well. That series shifts over to Denver. Denver at home, 1.5-point favorites despite being down 0-2.
Yeah, found that line a little interesting.
Suns.
But difficult to play in Denver.
Yeah.
It is difficult to play in Denver.
Well, this damn MVP is not playing MVP basketball right now.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
I mean, he's missing Jamal Murray. Like, no doubt. To be fair, Jokic, I watched game 2 in its entirety, and Jokic played really – El Gordo, as Eduardo would call him. Jokic, he's doing all he can, but without Jamal Murray, the game plan is pretty simple now. Don't let Jokic go off. So it's not It's, you know, it's up to Aaron Gordon now, who's getting into fights with Bay Crowder. So it's not as as easy for the fat guy to do things without Jamal Murray. Oh. Last night, the Marlins.
Aaron Gordon gets on a little guy, and he beats the hell out of him. Anybody worth a damn guards him, he goes and stands in the corner. I was watching Aaron Gordon, man. I don't fan he jumps high.
Is that
he's
the
an
book on him? That's
bro,
the book on
that's
him.
You get a guy under 6'4 on him, he'll go tear his ass up. Anybody worth a damn, Aaron stands in the corner. I don't like his braid. I don't like braids. It's 2021. Lock up. Get some dreads.
Lock him up.
His favorite word is switch. Yo, switch. Come on. Get the switch.
You know what? That's what he wants. He wants to get him a point guard. He loves a point
just
guard on him.
Switching till he ends up on the coach at some point.
Switch.
All of a sudden, he's standing there guarding Jeff Van Gundy. He's announcing the game. He finally got the switch he wanted.
He'll put that butt on him, though. He go back Van Gundy down.
That would be great. He switches all the way to Jeff Van Gundy.
Los Marlins, they beat the Rockies 11-4 last night. That second inning for the Fish last night was impressive. Three jacks, including a jazz dong.
Yeah.
I want to coin that. The jazz dong. 11-4 was the final score.
Like
they
that.
Take the series.
I wish I came up with that. That's a great home run term, the jazz dong.
You make a t-shirt.
The jazz dong.
Yeah. You know I love me some chisel now.
And you know I love me some jazz dong.
Can I give me a t-shirt? Huh? Well, I don't put nothing on my t-shirt.
Jazz dong,
you
man.
You got nasty.
Are we talking about Satchmo or are we talking about jazz chisel? All right, go ahead. Anything else, Solana?
Sounds like Louis Armstrong's nickname, jazz dong.
Well, that's Satchmo.
Yeah, Satchmo. He didn't get it. I got it.
Satchmo is Louis Armstrong. Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wow. You've never watched Life. I told you to watch the movie Life. You never watched Life.
Well, that's just live Life and you'll know Satchmo is Louis Armstrong. You don't have to watch Life. I mean, wake up.
No.
Who's at the boom boom tonight? Satchmo. Louis Armstrong.
Oh, man. Who's at the boom boom room?
No wonder the joke fell flat. You made the actual joke. Like, you made the actual joke that I was trying to
make. Right, you repeated my joke without knowing right. You had repeated my joke.
The Marlins begin a three-game series.
Are we talking about Satchmo here? He's like, or Louis Armstrong, maybe.
Damn.
I loved his reaction, though. I'm like, Satchmo is Louis Armstrong. He's like, huh, really? Huh.
Couldn't think of a lie fast enough.
I knew that.
That's
but
not
real jazz fans call him Louis Armstrong.
Tonight, Marlins begin a three-game series versus Atlanta at Lone Depot Park. Sandy is on the mound, 7:10 p.m. And your weather from the Demesmond and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. Partly cloudy today in South Florida. Some spotted showers around.
No golf updates today?
We do have golf updates. We're running out of time here, but I guess I can sneak one in. It's brought to you by the Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee, serving golfers around the country since 1968. This is from the Palmetto Championships at Congaree. Chesson Hadley, now atop the leaderboard, shot a 66 today. 11 under par on the tournament.
Hey, who did you think you were fooling when you said casually, oh, well, we're running out of time, but I'll sneak it in here. Who did you think you were fooling? Who do you think didn't know that you forgot to do the golf update?
No, I'm serious. I have it ready and everything. I got Chasen Hadley written down. Yeah. And they're running out of time.
You had it ready to go in the part where you went, this golf update is brought to you by...
I mean, I thought I played it off pretty well.
Not at all.
Not at all. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.